Great song. So many big songs from movies, and some truly closely associated with the movies. So give us a great answer.
I can see the planes landing on the aircraft carrier right now. Let's go.
And taking off. You know, you got that guy that helps them land and then does that, like, almost like a dance move or celebration.
So good.
All right, give us a big answer.
And I like in Maverick, they kind of just recreate it. It's cool.
They did. So a song that's a regular song that's really closely associated with a movie. There are huge answers. All right, speaking of answers, let me give you the answer to the singer.
Whose teeth fell out? I'm dying to know,
whose teeth fell out?
I'm dying to know.
All right, so it's not all of the teeth, but it's some of the teeth. All right, any guesses? Let me give you some hints.
It's a famous singer.
It's a woman, which, Ray, you got to admit, would be just beyond horrifying for a woman.
I met her when she was 13.
Oh, you looked this up?
No, I saw it. So I'm not saying.
Oh, okay, you're out. Okay, fair enough. So Ria knows the answer.
I know,
All right, John, do you know the answer of whose teeth fell out?
I have no idea.
All right, so I'm going to give you a couple of hints here, guys. Singer, I would say she was kind of at her height about 25 years ago. She's probably now, I'm just estimating, maybe around the age, maybe late 40s, maybe a little earlier, maybe mid-40s. Mid-40s, Ray, does that sound about right?
I would say, yeah, she's got like...
She was big when she was maybe 18 to 23.
She was big. She got big when she was 13.
Okay, she was pretty young. Okay, so maybe
she was real young when she started.
Maybe she's
Blue was her first hit.
Okay. James?
I don't know. So I was going to say Britney Spears, but I don't know Blue. So I'll go Christina Aguilera.
No, not as big as that. John, any guess? You got to bring it down a level or two. But she was famous, and she was in the very end of the movie Coyote Ugly.
No,
the very, very, very
haven't
end.
I've seen that movie, and I just
I
can't
saw
imagine.
It when it came. I don't remember it.
The very, very.
It sounds
I think
awful.
It's
oh,
young.
Leanne Rimes.
She's singing the other day. Teeth fall out.
Oh,
how
that's
that
tough.
Happen?
Teeth fall out.
Well, they fake teeth.
I think they were dentures or something. Yeah. And she said she'd always struggled, and she never publicly talked about it. But she ran off the stage to pop them back in.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, that's really wild. That is really hard to imagine.
Leanne, we feel for you.
Yeah,
for
that's
that.
Tough. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
can you imagine that?
No, that's
right.
I cannot imagine how I would feel. You know, like, I would, if I have a zit on my head, I think everyone's staring at it and like the world's coming to an end,
right,
and yet no one notices it. I'm certain I can't even imagine if I had, you know,
pretty bad
issues, how hard that would be.
She handled it well publicly afterwards. So that's, you know, good for her. She, the way she owned it, like you feel,
oh my God,
even more sympathetic for her because she handled it with grace. Rhea, as a woman though, how tough, like, for a woman, that's got to be extra tough, right?
Oh, it's horrible. Well, you know what I've been going through.
You have had teeth issues.
I mean,
you
know,
right.
I'm there's light at the end of the tunnel. Almost at the end of it.
Yeah.
So it's the worst. It's absolutely, I can't imagine.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't.
Anyway, Leanne Rimes' teeth fell out and popped them back in.
I haven't had that.
All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, check out.
A lot of people, like, a generation ago, had to deal with a lot of that. I mean, Leanne Rimes is extremely young to be having this sort of problem.
That's why she should go to PI Dental Center.
That's very true.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people who are just a little bit older than you and me that this is like every day.
I know.
They're dealing with dentures.
Get Dr. Wolfinger and Dr. Slough on the phone right now.
Thank you. Both board certified prosthodontists. All right, 215. I'd tell you the whole thing off the top of my head. All right, so Phil's, good weekend. Saturday was not good. Romano was not good. Friday was a laugher. Lizardo was fine on Saturday. It wasn't great. He only gave up 2 runs. It was a little bit.
Saturday was so predictable offensively after putting up the 13 spot, the one run, 14 strike. Yeah. It was like so predictable.
And Lizardo's 2 runs, I thought, looked better than it actually was.
He battled, which I appreciated.
He did, but Stott made a great play to bail him out one inning. Bohm made a really good play to bail him out. Not like Bohm should make it, but it was not easy.
It was a nice play.
It was a hard play, and he made it. Bottom line is guys like Ranger are just flat out pitching better than Lizardo right now, which brings to mind, what do you do? I mean, guys, Seltzer was saying yesterday he thinks Ranger has entered the Cy Young race, which, what, James, would Skeens be
Yeah.
Atop that right now?
Yeah, but I mean, that thing for Skeens, and it's the whole, but he doesn't win any games. I don't know if it matters anymore. Right.
But it might.
It might. Yeah. It might, you know? And also, you know, Frazier, if the Phillies do make the playoffs, it's a good team. Like, all that stuff helps him.
It's incredible. All right, so all of that on the table, 215-592-9494. By the way, Drummond opts into his deal, $5 million. John, is he going to try? I mean, I'm serious. As soon as I saw the news over the weekend, Andre Drummond's opt. Of course, he's going to opt in for his $5 million deal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Duh.
So I just asked this question. Is he going to try? Because first time around, when he was here 3 or 4 years ago, I loved the guy.
And then this past time,
I felt like he was stealing money last year. Right?
Yeah.
So is he going to try?
I hope that as the team goes, so does Andre Drummond, and that he will be focused and locked in. You know, using the great hands and skill, like he really
is a uniquely skilled
big man.
But John, you know what tells me he probably hasn't tried his whole career? With all that skill, he's been a backup for about 5 years now. How's that possible? So, right, James? Something done add up there.
Yeah, there aren't enough good centers. Like
exactly.
He should be a starter somewhere.
The guy's a rebounding machine. He blocks shots.
He's one of the best rebounders of all time.
I know.
And he can't start.
Like, what does that tell you?
Some of the softest hands. I'm just saying, like, his ability to catch. I agree. It sounds really, like, elementary, but just catch and throw.
I agree.
He's got a unique gift.
I agree.
For it, just hands.
All right, so Drummond, you know, sticks with the Sixers. By the way, check out our show on YouTube. Always on YouTube. You can watch it. We'll try to get to some of the questions and comments that are coming in on YouTube today. We enjoy that interaction. We also enjoy when you just basically watch our show on YouTube. It's another way for you to check out the program. So check it out, whether it's live during the show or anytime later in the day. You can always go back and see WIP's YouTube channel and see not only our show, but Joe and Hugh, Spike, Ike, and Jack, their show as well. 12 hours of content every day put up on YouTube by the station, so check that out when you can. Reminder, 7:20 today. That's coming up in 15 minutes. 7:20, I'll tell you the results of me versus Jack and Goff yesterday. Mm. Let's go to Nick. He's calling from...
Didn't say Spike, Ike, and the O for I'll tell you the results of me versus the Oaf yesterday.
Seemed like Spike and Ike were there, I saw yesterday.
Spike and Ike were there.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures.
Spike and Ike were there. All right, to the phones. Nick in Bucks County. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, morning team. How are y'all today?
Doing great, Nick.
Good. Yeah, we had a great weekend. We actually took the kids to see Dispatch at the Met in Philly.
Nice. And,
wow.
Great show. And there's so many cool venues in Philadelphia. It's amazing. We have so many great places to watch music and sports.
Well, absolutely. There's no listen. We're in a major town, so that's correct.
You better.
Speaking of music, though, I'm still cheesed that we lost the Rock and Roll frickin' Hall of Fame to frickin' Cleveland. I don't know if you know this, John. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame came down to Cleveland
heard
or Philadelphia.
I've this before.
It's true. It's true.
Why?
I don't know.
Would we lose that?
I don't know.
They had to give
when
Cleveland something.
Did this happen?
Well, they do also. Ohio has the freaking Pro Football Hall of Fame, but that's where they had their first meeting. That's where Jim Thorpe and the guys met when they formed the Hall of Fame. Formed the NFL 105 years ago or something. Okay. But how did Cleveland get the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Taking shots at Jason Kelce right now? Is that what's happening?
I'm taking shots at
Cleveland.
At Cleveland. Hello, Nick. Go ahead, buddy. Nick, are you with me that you want to keep Ranger? And if so, what are you prepared to do?
I'm with you. Ranger's got to be, he's got to be a keeper. Now, he doesn't stay healthy for a full season the last couple of years, so giving up Lizardo is kind of risky because Lizardo may be better injury-wise.
That is well, yes or no. That's a maybe, maybe not. That's a real big time maybe, maybe not. Although I will tell you, I do think I would probably trust Lizardo's health for the next 5 years more than Rangers. Just a gut feeling. But I'll tell you this, a Marlins fan might feel otherwise. You know? So to me, I'm hoping Lizardo follows the Wheeler path. And Curt Schilling had some of this. A lot of injuries early. And then once you get going, you're going.
Zach Wheeler, yeah.
Wheeler, Schilling, mm-hmm. and we hope Lizardo.
Yeah, and we've seen other guys like that.
We sure have. Yeah. That's right.
It'd be great if we could keep both of them guys, but probably not likely.
Well, listen, it's not impossible, but you just have to be prepared to move on from someone. Like, Nick, I'll ask you this. Would you trade Painter? I mean, I'm asking this to everybody. You can't have seven starters. Can't.
I would trade Painter just because I feel like – every time he's revving up, getting ready to go, he has another setback. It's been a long time, and I'm losing faith because it's been so long.
Well, you shouldn't, because it really hasn't been. He's still only 21.
Yeah, Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, I mean he's made a couple starts since he came back from that. You know, we've been talking about him for a while, but in baseball terms, he's not even a pup. He's what's ever below a pup. He's really young, Nick. He's really, really young. And he had a major surgery from which he's only pitched, I'd have to look it up, maybe 6 to 8 outings since he came back from that. I mean, it feels like a while, but trust me when I tell you, in baseball terms, it has not been. Nick, give me a song closely associated with a movie.
Real quick, we're going, my brother and I are taking my brother to the game, my dad to the game tonight. And this is my first time, I've been to a lot of Phillies games, my first time actually seeing a Phillies ace pitch.
Good for you, man. That's a cool thing when you see that. I have been told that the first Phillies game I went to, Steve Carlton pitched. I don't.
That's fun.
I can't remember that, but I've been told that.
We did see Jamie Moyer, Jen and I pitch his no hitter, which was an amazing feat, but certainly not the ace.
We didn't do that with the Phillies.
I don't think Jamie Moyer threw a no hitter.
Yeah. Are you talking about Millwood?
No, Jamie Moyer threw a no hitter.
He didn't.
Is it a combined?
Look it up. He walked somebody.
With the Phillies.
Yep. We were at the game, man.
I don't know. I mean, if it's combined, maybe, but I don't remember
never
that.
Never threw a no-hitter.
No. There was the guy.
Shutout?
There was the guy 2 years ago that had the no-hitter. What was his name? Lorenzen.
Lorenzen. Michael Lorenzen.
Millwood had one. Mulholland had one. Tommy Green had one, but that was in Montreal.
Obviously.
Cole was in Chicago. Halliday had the no-hitter and the perfect game. All right, Nick, I need an answer from you. A song associated with the movie.
Yeah, you're right. No, it was a complete game shutout. It was close. And I'm going to go with Lose Yourself, 8 Mile.
Oh, that's big
great
answer.
Great answer.
Great one.
You know, we've ruined that story for him. He's probably been telling it for years.
Well, good. He shouldn't be telling
years that we're helping him.
And by the way, a complete game shutout, not close to a no-hitter. Not close.
They said it was close.
No, yeah, not close. Come on, man. And he might win the prize with Lose Yourself, which is a freaking phenomenal answer.